Today is September 3rd. It's about 4:18, and I'm going to do an interview with Michael Taylor. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Fine, Karina. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So I have some questions for you for our first class. And I just kind of want to know a little bit about yourself. What do you do? Do you work? Do you still go to school? How much longer do you have in your career? What is your career?
Well, currently, I am a graduate assistant at Western Carolina University. I am enrolled in the MBA program, and I am currently taking entrepreneurship as my elective. I got my undergraduate degree from Georgia Southern University in finance in 2009, and I'm eager to learn a lot this semester.
Okay, that's great. So, you said you got in 2009, so you went from Georgia and then you just started going to Western to finish up your...
That's right. I started at Western this past January, so I have about another year in the MBA program.
Do you just like the program at Western?
Well, the program is a little closer to home, so that's the main reason I came to Western.
Okay, that's good. What is that you like the most about the entrepreneurship program?
Well, I like that, you know, I like you learn more about starting up your own business, and I understand that because when I first graduated from college, I was trying to go out and just get jobs in the financial field, and that was hard hit from the economic downturn. So what I really started looking at after 6 months or so with no luck on the job hunt before coming back to school was the possibility of starting up my own business and creating my own career, because that was something that interested me a lot. And so when I came back and started the MBA program to gain the skills that come along with that, I also thought that I wanted to do the entrepreneurship as well, because I want to learn more about it so I can start my own business up one day.
What kind of business would you like to start?
Well, I like barbecue restaurants. I've been to a lot of them. I watch it on TV all the time, and they always seem to be getting a lot of business, especially in the southeastern region of the United States. Mm-hmm. So, and I've been cooking a lot here at my house, and most people tell me it's good. I haven't had complaints as of yet. So
that's good.
That's really what I wanted to look into whenever I end up getting my degree.
That's good. That's really good. You're right. Here in this area, people do like to eat barbecue. What do you think is the right attitude for an entrepreneur?
Well, I think you have to be willing to take risks, because it's like a business venture, like anything. You're going to have to take a risk to start it up, but you're also going to have to do your research to sort of minimize that so that you really know what you're doing. So I think you really have to... you have to be willing to put yourself out there and work hard. So you have to be determined, and you have to be willing to take that risk on.
That's good. So I guess what inspired you about this business is that you do actually like to cook, right?
Yes, I do like to cook.
Okay.
And eat as
and
well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me too. So you do this business, if you happen to open up your own restaurant, would you do it because of the money,
mm-hmm.
or is it just an innovation thing, or do you think you like the fact that you have your own time?
Well, I don't know if it's be so much for innovation, because, you know, it's been done for years, and there are a few ways you can make it fresh and new, but I think the main reason I would want to do it is just because I love doing it. And I love cooking for people, and I enjoy, satisfying them that way. I enjoy seeing the look on their face when they've had a good meal and all that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as setting my own hours, that's really not going to apply to me in the first bit, because in startup you're going to have to work long hours to get the business going. But later, you know, that would be an advantage. So I guess it'd be partially the hours, but more importantly, just because I like the work itself.
Do you think that's going to be preferable?
I think with the proper preparation, and if you put the right amount of effort into it, and as long as you make sure you're giving people a quality product that they can't just get anywhere, you know. I mean, if it tastes good, if it's quick, if it's responsive, if they enjoy eating and it's priced right, I think you're going to be able to make enough money.
That's good. And you said this is your first class, or you're taking any more entrepreneurship classes?
This is actually my first entrepreneurship class. I've been taking MBA courses, and this is what I've elected to take as my elective courses.
You know, there are some books that, I mean, if you keep on going with this, I know probably not with part of the interview, but there's some interesting books that Western actually teach. One of them is called The Owner's Manual for Small Business. If you're close to the school and if you can probably get it from the library, that would be a good book to read.
Mm-hmm.
So the people you're planning to interview this semester would be more into the food industry?
Yes, most people I would be interviewing would probably be the people in the Asheville area, you know, and local businesses back home where I live, Clayton, Georgia. I know they have founded their businesses in the food industry, and I know a lot of our industry up here, it's particularly in my area, is dependent on tourism, and with that comes a lot in the restaurants. So that's okay. Mainly the people I've been planning on interviewing this semester.
That's good. Okay, I think I got enough material. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And for this interview, that was really good answers that you gave me.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you.